Hello guys, welcome back to the first episode of the Wine and Krispy Kreme podcast featuring your host Kevin Gu, that's me,
and your co-host Mama Ward, that's me.
And last but not least, you know, we got Benny Zanz here just to keep things fresh and moving along.
And true to our name, wow, we're hosting our first podcast. We got a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts and some wine. You know, interesting moment that just happened to the pod. My friend, my man Ben's here. He got the wine, he poured into three wine glasses. And one of the fucking wine glasses had spider eggs in them.
It was scary, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Yeah.
I think this wine was expired.
No, we did find some black widows like out front though. Like,
no, that's not good.
And like knocked on the door and was like, yeah, you know there's black widow nests on your steps? And we're like, what the hell?
That's not good.
Yeah, that was not cool.
I don't want arachnids in my wine.
Alright, Krispy Kreme time.
Yeah, is it hot? Is it microwave?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. I just thought I don't care if it's microwave. This man Ben is casually drinking wine. Like, with his... This is expired wine.
No, it's not. It's wine.
It's definitely expired.
Yo, anyway, guys, so we got kind of like a cool jazz wave going on here. Just got back in town from college. We picked up Kev Gu from Maryland. Honestly, if you want my thoughts on University of Maryland, I think it's kind of an armpit, but that's just my personal
thought. You call it an armpit. It's just sucks that he has got armpit hair.
I got plenty of armpit.
He has like a bush of a hair in his armpit. None of them are developed. He needs those educated armpit hair.
Alright, listeners, you know, in my opinion, I don't know why people want your hair. If this means you're closer to a gorilla than us.
I am a gorilla.
So you're less evolved. Me and Ben are higher species.
Yeah. We're of higher intelligence.
I'm a gorilla with donuts.
Mm. You're making a mess like a gorilla.
Gorillas eat less.
Anyway, guys, so what music are we feeling lately?
Smooth jazz.
Recently, it's just been a mismatch. I've been really into French pop.
Oh my god, no. That Lausanne, L-A-S, Lepassant, by Z-A-Z, Zaz, so good. It's like acoustic vibes, and then her voice is like, it's dope.
No, we should introduce ourselves first here.
Didn't we already did. Oh, like a little bio about us.
A little bio, just blurred. A little blurred, you know, just to get our background.
Yeah.
Let the viewers know who we are and what we do.
Yeah, what if this podcast is huge? And then we can look at this and remember when we're eating donuts and like...
No, but that's a name. Krispy Kreme Wine. Every time it's gonna be Krispy Kreme Wine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Viewers, let us know. Do you like the name Krispy Kreme and Wine? Because I think we're going to keep it as Krispy Kreme and Wine Podcast 1. And we'll go from there.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, that's such a specific
also,
name.
Also, wink, wink, it's actually apple juice. Because we're under...
Yeah.
Juice,
yeah. Yeah, we don't drink apple.
Transitioning to that, you know, my name is Kevin Gu.
Nice wine.
originating from Crofton, Maryland.
Crofton's land.
18 years old, currently attending the University of Maryland, freshman engineering student. So, you can call me a genius right here. My hobbies include.
He doesn't really have any hobbies. He likes to sit on the computer.
That's what he thinks, but I have more hobbies than the average person, I would say. Alright, how about you, Momo?
Let me finish this donut.
Alright, I'll start. Name's Ben. Go to UNCW. Freshman, marine bio major. I really like to go outside and go fishing. Like to go skiing, ride dirt bikes. I like to eat donuts, too.
Oh, that's what's up. That's Ben's catchphrase, actually.
Yeah, that is what's up.
I'm Momo. I like donuts, and especially cinnamon ones that are frosted.
Whoa, look at this.
Oh. Yo, how, they're so subtle. I go to either Maryland.
He dropped out for the second semester, kids.
Or Hopkins.
Right, you see how stupid he is? Don't drop out, kids.
Or Maryland. I highly recommend dropping out.
He doesn't even know what school
he's going to. Chase your dreams, kids.
Chase your dreams. And when you find them, say like, yo, I got your ass.
And then you can become like an inspirational speaker and shit.
Momo's an aspiring music producer. Catch him on SoundCloud at Momo Ward.
Oh, another one. Another one. Yeah, we're not having those stupid catchphrases. You know those podcasts that have weird catchphrases like...
What podcast do you guys watch?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is awesome. He's my favorite.
What?
Joe Rogan's cool.
Kevin got me onto him.
The H3H3 podcast, some of them can be interesting.
They are. The guy's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. He gets really funny. And especially when Post Malone, when they link with Post.
Oh, he's kind of annoying. Because whenever he's a Post Malone, he's like a different dude.
It's just Post Malone. Yeah. Drinking Bud Light.
That only happened when Post Malone's so big.
I mean, he just tries to be really cool. And he's kind of a hypocrite. I don't really like those kind of videos on YouTube. Like the, I'm not talented, so I'm gonna sit here and criticize everyone else kind of video.
What are you guys talking about the Paul
Anthony
brothers?
Fantano. Well, no. He does
music videos, that's different. But like, I'm talking like H3H3, that, like, what's the other guy? The one that.
Philip DeFranco? He does the news, but.
No, the other guy, the one guy. White, skinny.
Who?
Most people.
Oh, is that from?
No, not the Asian. The one that does like. He's kind of weird. Come on, you know what I'm thinking.
What does he do?
Like the same thing as the H3H3.
He watches people? Video
and roasts them.
Oh, so academics?
No.
DJ Academics does that.
Okay, who's your favorite DJ? Top three DJs.
College. And
Chantel Jeffries.
She is a DJ.
No, Chantel is.
Woo! Hit me up, girl!
What about DJ Envy?
Fine piece of cable.
DJ Envy and Kaisha.
You mean the god? And we are from the club. Kevin, yeah, have you watched?
Pull that up right now.
It's real. Jamie, pull that up. Jamie, pull that up.
We have to get the podcast.
Jamie, pull that up.
We should do 15-minute podcast.
That's too short, guys. Give the listener a little bit more.
Yo, the Kodak interview with the Breakfast Club is the funniest video ever.
He came in wearing a ski mask.
What the fuck?
And then they ask him questions, and for the 5 minutes, he just sits and looks, and you see his eyeballs going back and forth. He doesn't talk at all.
You have to watch it.
Oh my god.
This last one after me.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, fudge. Ben has service. Yo, that's another. Right now, we don't have Wi-Fi in this house.
We're kind of in a trap right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I have about 2 more weeks of school left.
I'm out.
Yo, what was the name of that DJ that did all of our high school events?
Tommy Gass.
DJ Tommy Gass.
Shout out to DJ Tommy Gass.
He should be number 3.
It's interesting. So a little bit more about us. We all went to South River High School together.
Yeah.
We're in the STEM program. You know, shout out all them little nerdy nerds.
STEM.
The nerdy nerds.
We all are. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
That's some bullshit, though, on the real.
That's how we end up with a music producer and a marine biologist.
That doesn't really know what he wants to do with his life.
Maybe fighter pilot.
Or maybe be a fighter pilot. They don't know yet. That'd be a good fighter pilot, though.
Good fighter pilot. This man wants to be a fighter pilot.
That's terrifying.
Me and Tom Chong link up, be commercial airline pilots after.
Tom Chong's not going to be a fighter pilot. Shout out Tom Chong.
I actually don't know Tom Chong's one of our Asian friends.
He's from Vietnam.
Vietnamese.
He speaks the Vietnamese.
He speaks the Vietnamese. Shout out Tom Chong if you out there.
We should get him on the podcast.
Oh, we should get him on the podcast.
Special guest.
He probably speak like five times Matthew. The whole time.
And Matthew.
Oh, that's...
Matthew must be at home.
Special guest right now. Let's call him. Call him right now.
Oh, yeah, let's call him. See if we can get some special guests for you.
Guys, we're not going to tell Matt he's honest.
Yeah, obviously.
This is so funny. No one's going to hear this.
I'm posting this, bitch.
Do people, is it like Twitter where they see it classically?
I have no idea. Hey, Anchor, shout out. Best app on the site. Certain sharing features will be disabled. What the fuck does that mean?
That means you have to pay some money, probably.
Hey, Anchor, if he makes...
Oh, Matt
money.
Answered. Yo, what's up, Matt?
How you doing?
You understand, hello?
Hey, what's up?
I don't want to sit in. What? I don't want to sit in.
Kevin's here too, Matt.
It's finals week.
Oh, snap. What class is this?
This is Jiffy Q.
Yo, I was just doing that. Let me see this.
Guys, here's probably where they're going to like their nerd talk. They like to talk like a bunch of nerds.
Are you doing Laplace?
It's our final. So, we're doing everything.
Is this the general of Laplace? No, it's not.
Yeah, that is scary.
It yeah, what the fuck is that?
It just says alien.
Wait, is that one problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew, how do you know how to do that?
Wait, can I see the problem again?
There's something.
That's confusing.
Oh, fuck.
It's not that hard.
It's not, that was not that hard.
How would you go about doing one of those problems?
The ones with the unit step functions, I hate them.
Oh, Krispy Kremes? RIP.
Do you have unit
step
functions?
By the way, I'm
functions?
Pretty sure I ate about 3/4 of those Krispy Kremes.
Yeah. Heavy
size. Mm-hmm. Heavy size. I was just doing a Diffy Q math.
What?
Huh?
Anyway, Matthew, what's up?
I have a final today. Had one on...
You had a final on Saturday.
Yeah, I have finals on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's unnatural.
I have two finals today, so...
Kevin, if you ever hear this song, this sound is probably not a good sound.
So a couple minutes ago, I was kind of, crashing water fountain water.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
So I said that like I could easily differentiate that from water from like a soda machine.
Uh-huh.
So we have this taste test that they're about to test me on.
Matthew, are you in like some nerd area?
What? It's called stutter.
I'm just kidding, Matthew.
That's a bitch.
Yeah, Matt is a bitch. Yo, Matt's a fucking bitch.
Matt gets no pussy.
Matt, how much pussy you get?
Matt spent his whole time playing Fortnite.
So does Kevin, it's okay.
Hey, I don't spend that much time.
You play more Fortnite than me.
Oh,
it's
like a
game play. You play more.
Right, fuck Fortnite. I think it's a fucking stupid.
Yo, Matt, let's play duos later on.
Matthew has to study.
My next final is Thursday.
Yeah, bitch. Alright, on Monday, we're gonna play duos.
Matthew, are you coming home this summer or not?
Yeah, I'll be home for the first month at least.
Well, that's exciting. Excited to see you.
How come I feel like everything you say isn't like general?
What do you mean?
Yo, Matt, I get that vibe.
The way you said that, it didn't sound like you meant to.
I get that vibe. Him and also Dan Levy has that problem. Like, it's like you're fucking reading from a script. Like, I'm listening to this. No, just an event. Before he calls someone, he'll be like, I'm just gonna say, hey, what's up? And It's so funny.
Matthew, what, you don't like me?
No, I've never noticed it about you before, but just the way you said that.
It's college. College Bethlehem.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Yo, Matt is smart.
Hey, Matt, you have to clean your room and take the trash out.
Matt has parents at UVA.
Matt, why are your socks all crusty?
Matthew, fucking go outside, you whore.
Matt, why are you so pale? take a look at the mirror. You're wearing a white t-shirt. I can't tell the difference. Yeah, big flavor, big flavor.
That was a good one. I gotta give you props for that.
Dude, I think I like Roy.
Roy Hibbert. Is his last name Hibbert? Wait, is he the one from Washington?
Yep, the more you get to know him, the more you hate him.
Did he ever get those pizza wings, that one?
I think he did. Wait, what was it? Did you get the pizza, the chicken wings?
But he didn't answer the question.
I mean, he probably did if he ordered them.
Wait, did he order them?
Pablo probably ordered
them. What if Momo ordered them?
What are you guys up to?
We're making a podcast.
For who?
For the world. You're on it right now. Maybe water just tastes different.
No, it does.
Oh, yeah, Mo can't drink hot water.
It definitely does.
I've never really had warm Crossroads water before.
It sucks.
By the time it gets warm, like, part of the paper material of the cup mixes in with the water.
Ew.
What are you saying, Matt?
I'll still be able to tell.
Definitely.
Wait, so what do you guys do?
We're making a podcast.
About what?
Just talking. It's called Krispy Kreme Donuts and Wine.
Yo, do you like Krispy Kreme?
You had the same idea, didn't you? Yeah, I'm actually smart and charismatic and funny. I just like big
ones. And from Washington. He also really likes chicken wings late at night.
What's so funny about that?
These guys are so stupid.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Chicken wings are a great late night snack.
Especially when they're unexpected.
They know, dumbass.
I don't think they do.
Nah, you're so fucked. $10? That's not that much. What did you guys do today?
Ate Krispy Kreme donuts.
And had coffee.
And wine, that is
so the
accurate.
Podcast is like a vlog, basically. It's like, oh, today we went to Krispy Kreme. And then
no, we're just sitting around the table talking.
What?
We're just sitting around the table talking.
Yeah, I just really played and it was perfect.
Doesn't like the idea
fun.
Of that comes
yeah,
down
dude,
creepy.
Like,
yeah, but we're just at a table. We're not saying what
I'm
we did.
No, much, no, we're not.
Wait, so, you FaceTime me just to, like, have a nice chat?
Yeah, we're at the 20 minutes on our podcast.
Oh, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wait, this is the podcast. Wait a second.
You're on it. You're a guest.
Yo, shout out to my guy, Jonathan.
Okay, we don't need to listen to that Klingon talk. We don't need to lose any more brain cells, guys.
I think it's time for the controversial topics part of the podcast.
Whoa!
Like what?
So what do you think about the death penalty?
The death penalty? I don't know how I think about the death penalty.
Yeah, this should
what
not
do you think, bro?
That's too much.
Kevin, what do you think?
Unless you kill someone.
So, yes.
Only if you actually kill someone.
But that's the most... Most people who get the death penalty actually killed someone.
Okay, it's okay. But only if it was unperfect.
You're so stupid. Hey, don't jump out of school, kids. See what happens. What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, what did you just say?
I don't know. Those donuts are speaking to me. That's a fish mouse. Kevin's using a mouse that's shaped like a fish.
Yeah, that's what's up. Name is Zanny, and I'm tripping it cool, cause you know that the game, when you keep it, it's true, when you just keep that shit popping up and down.
Ben, death penalty. Focus.
Death penalty. Alright, folks, this is what I think about the current issue right here. The death penalty, if you kill someone, like, premeditated, I think, honestly, like, I think it should be an option. I don't know, like, economically, like, if it's cheaper to keep someone in prison and make them, like, rot. Or like, but
no,
I don't know.
Keeping in prison costs a lot of money. That's one argument.
No, that's not true.
No,
that's a myth.
Keeping people in prison costs a lot of money.
I thought it was
so
cheaper to
it.
To keep them in prison.
Because you gotta keep the criminal somewhere.
Nah.
So you're saying just let the crooks be on the streets?
Yeah, but the prison system is racist. Like, white people are in charge of it, and most of the people in prison are
not.
Black.
Yeah.
Oh, you racist.
Huh?
Just because they're black, they should be in prison? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they are implying by doing that. It's like 80% or something crazy. We should look that up. Can we hit the home button and...
Try.
Oh, it's still recording.
Huh.
Alright, audience, we learned a new feature. You can Google on the phone. Kevin is grumpy. Can you connect a keyboard to our place over here?
No.
Why?
You're not allowed.
Kevin. Just, I don't know how to navigate the app, so can you just give it like a cool sound with a vibe? And then where's the keyboard? It's here.
Hey, my post just went live on the fence.
Yeah, keyboard, keyboard, keyboard.